I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since Lum has returned to Pine Ridge as the winner of the state singing contest, the town has decided to pay tribute to him by asking him to sing at the forthcoming charity bazaar. Lum, however, seemed a little reluctant to accept the invitation. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store talking to Abner. Listen.
Doggy, Grandpap, you sure you want that much flour?
Yeah, that's what Charity's got wrote down there. Here, you can see it for yourself. That's her printing right there.
What are you going to do, paper the house again?
I don't know how she's cooking it.
That's wrong, sure as a world, Grandpap, that much, I know.
Yeah, I think why she wants that much is because she's going to bake up a whole batch of bread and rolls and cakes and junk for that charity bazaar they're having next week.
Oh, sure. Well, why didn't you say so? Yes, you'll need that much, I guess, Ann.
You got the spices, didn't you?
Yeah, got them down. Did you hear who's going to be the star performers at that bazaar?
Star performer?
Yeah, old Lom going to sing a solo.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Reckon he'll more likely sing the same song that he win the contest with.
Well, I hope he does, Abner. I'd love to hear that.
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
You know, I never used to think he's much of a singer.
Well, me neither.
It shows how wrong a feller can be.
Yeah, he's wrong about it. No doubt about that. Yeah. More likely, we just never appreciated good singing, taking them judges over at Hot Springs to discover how good Lum actually is.
Yeah, and them judges ought to know if anybody does.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Has Lum been practicing up for this?
Well, he says he don't need to practice. Just comes natural to him, he says.
Yeah, that's the best way to sing. There ain't no one thing I hate worse than a trained voice. Can't never make out a single word they're singing.
Yeah, well, you take Sister Simpson. Now, she had singing lessons. Wait a minute. I got to get the phone here.
Yeah, go ahead. I better tote these groceries on home.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, well, how are you, Miss Emmeline?
And he said there's a lot of stuff.
No, Lum ain't here right now. Oh, pretty quick, I reckon. Tell him what? Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, I'll tell him. Yeah, I'll have him call you when he comes in. All right. Goodbye.
Who is that, Miss Emmeline?
Yeah,
I figured it was. Hey, Jiminy, she's sure interested in old Lum these days, ain't she?
Yeah, facts is, Grandpap, you know I'm supposed to tell him not to make no plans for tonight, because she wants him to come over there.
Yeah, by Jiminy, that Lum's a goer, ain't he? He's a goer. I don't know what it is about him that makes the women folks fall for him that way. Personal, I can't see it myself.
Well, in this case, it's that deep mellow baritone's voice of his.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I better get this pigeon-toed junk home or Charity will have a flat-footed conniption fit.
Yeah, you better get started.
Say, might start taking breakfast over at your place, Abner.
Breakfast?
Yeah, see, when Charity gets to baking up stuff for a bazaar, there just ain't a bow-legged inch of space for me to set in there in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth will more likely start cooking for the bazaar, too, Grandpap. We won't have no more room than you got over there. Don't come around here trying to beg breakfast off of me.
No, well, maybe the both of those have to sit down in the restaurant for a few days.
Yeah, we can go down there and eat, I reckon.
Yeah, I better be skedaddling. I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right, go on. You keep threatening to
go. Well, better get your phone there. I think that is your
room. I heard it. So long, Grandpap.
Yeah, so long.
And I'm mumbling. Hello, Jot'em Down Store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, excuse me. I thought that was our ring. Hey, who is this, Miss Goshen? Well, I thought that sounded like your voice. How's Emmett? Oh, excuse me. Yes, Mom, I'll hang up. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Say, Abner. Oh, you're on the phone.
Well, I'm doing it. Goodbye. Don't miss. Secrets, this stuff.
Well, what was that?
Oh, wrong place, I reckon.
Wasn't Sister Simpson, was it?
No, Miss Goshen. She's talking Miss Saxon, I think. I couldn't hear her quite. She's talking all the time.
You mean automobile?
I don't know who it was. I just heard her say Miss Saxon, and she told me to hang up and please get off the phone.
Well, I wish you'd call Sister Simpson and tell her I won't be able to sing at that bazaar.
Won't be able to sing?
No, I was looking forward to it, but I found out I'm just going to be too busy that night. Got too much work to do, Dad, blame it.
What's all this work you got to do?
Oh, different stuff. You know how them things are.
How what things are?
Oh, different things. Store business and all that.
Well, Lon, we just run the store in the daytime. The bazaar's going to be at night.
Yeah, I know that, but we've got to take inventory, and that night's about the only time I can see to do it.
Well, we've always been able to do that in the daytime before.
Yeah, but things are different now, Abner. Help's hard to get, and everybody's got to work longer hours. Things are different. Ain't no getting around it.
Yeah, but, Lon, don't you recollect,
No, sir, that's the only way I can figure it. Have to do it that night. Business before pleasure, I've always said that.
He never practiced it, but you said...
Singing is a big pleasure to me, but I just can't let that influence me now. I've got to get my work done first.
Yeah, but, Lom, don't you recollect I've done took the inventories?
Yeah, I... Huh?
I done it while you was over at Hot Springs singing in the contest. Papa helped me with it, a little. You ought to recollect that. You was the one that suggested I do it before you went away.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Yeah. Hmm.
So you see, Lom, you don't need to worry about that at all. I bound you're glad that you told me to do that now, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, terrible glad. Tickle plum today.
Now you can go on over there and sing with a clean conscience.
Yeah, that's good news, all right. Of course, I ain't so sure I could sing over there with a clear conscience.
Why not? Ain't no work to do. If any comes up, I'll be glad to do it for you. Doggies, the whole town's looking forward to hearing you sing, Lon.
Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid it just hurt Frank Foster's feelings, Abner.
Frank Foster? What in the world has he got to do with it?
Well, you know how he always done all the solo singing around town anytime any celebrate comes up. Generally, always call on Frank to sing.
Yeah, I know that, sure.
If I go over there, it's going to make him feel terrible bad. Especially when he hears how much better I can sing than he can.
Don't you worry about that, Lum. You can't even begin to compare it. Oh, wait a minute. You win that contest, though. You must be better than him. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you can see that it'd just get Frank's a tore up, he'd go off and suicide himself or do something serious.
Oh, I don't think he'd go that far, Harley.
Well, he might. He takes his singing pretty serious.
I don't believe he'd suicide himself over it, though, Lon.
Well, I just don't want to take no chance. I like Frank too much for that.
Good friend, yeah.
If this happened to him, I'd always feel like I was to blame, and I never would forgive myself.
Yeah, well, I can see how you feel, Lon, but I believe I got some good news for you on that, too.
Good news?
Yeah, Frank Foster's going to be out of town, so he couldn't sing there even if they asked him.
He is?
Yeah, some business trip. He's telling me about it yesterday.
Huh. Well, I know I ain't going to sing at the bazaar now, then. I ain't playing second fiddle to nobody.
They don't want you to play the fiddle. They want you to sing.
I don't mean that.
Old Dad Foss is the one that plays the fiddle. They always get him. All you're supposed to do, Lum, is just sing a deep Miller baritone solo.
Well, what I mean is it just looks to me like they asked me to sing because they couldn't get Frank Foster.
No, that ain't it, Lum. They want you because you win that contest. That's the reason.
Well, I just can't make it, and that's all they are to it.
Well, everybody wants to hear you and find out how you win that thing. Don't you want to sing over there?
Oh, sure, I want to sing, Abner. I want to do it the worst way, but, well, just some other business engagement has came up, I think.
What business engagement?
Well, I can't tell you what it is now. I'm supposed to keep it confidential.
Oh.
I'm sorry about this, but that's the way it is. So you better call up Sister Simpson and tell her I just can't make it.
Yeah, all right. Everybody's sure going to be disappointed, though. Special Miss Emmeline. I know she's looking forward to hearing you.
Yeah, no way, but I just can't help it, Abner.
Yeah, by the way, that reminds me you're supposed to call her, too, Lon.
I am.
Yeah, she called here a while ago and told me to tell you not to make no plans for tonight. Says she wants you to come over there to her place.
Wants me to come over there?
Yeah.
Are you sure about this?
That's what she said. Said, tell him not to make no other appointments for tonight.
Well, bless her heart. There's a wonderful woman, Abner.
And you're supposed to call her. Don't forget that.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to.
Her ring is two shorts and a long and a short.
Don't tell me what the ring is. That's one ring I know Forge and Backers.
Doggy, sure looks like her and you are hitting it off pretty good these days, Lon.
Oh, yeah. When she looks at me with them big blue eyes of hers turned up at me, I'll tell you. Wait a minute. Hello, Miss Emmeline.
Doggy, look at him.
This is Lum.
Blush.
Hey, I understand you called up a while ago.
He's ready to beat.
Why, no, I ain't planned a thing for tonight.
Look at him.
Oh, sure, I'd love to.
Twisting, squirming like a feller being pestered by a wasp.
About 8 o'clock, huh? Oh, no, I'm sure I haven't planned a thing for tonight, honest.
He had, he'd call it off.
Bring what? Oh. Oh. Oh.
Happy comeback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Best news I've heard today. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'm happy, too. Well, I'll see you tonight, Miss Emily. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
Douglas, what happened to you there, Lum? You sort of run down there doing that phone call. Sound like you come unwinded.
Abner, did you know that Miss Emmeline plays the pianer?
Well, good, good. Maybe her and you can get together for a sing-song sometime.
That's done been thought of.
Well?
They've got her to play the pianer for my solo at the bazaar, and I'm supposed to go over to her house tonight and practice.
Well, that is nice. Doggy, you sure have had more good news today, Lum.
Yeah, I'm the happiest man in the whole world.